News. I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday, we learn a third group of Israeli hostages expected to be released. It is day three of the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. On Saturday, a second group of 13 Israelis and four Thai nationals let go after 7 weeks of captivity in Gaza. But there were some very tense moments, a delay of a few hours, in fact, after Hamas complaining about the number of shipments coming into Gaza and complaints about which Palestinian prisoners Israel is releasing. Leaders in Egypt and Qatar, who helped broker this deal, stepping in to resolve the concerns. Now, as for those released, another 13 Israelis back with their families. One woman, a 21-year-old, had surgery due to an injury. Also in this group, 9-year-old Emily Hand reunited with her father Thomas at the hospital. He thought his daughter had been killed by Hamas during the terrorist attack on October 7th. Emily turning 9 while being held in Gaza. The Israeli government now has the list of names of the hostages set to be released today. A spokesman for the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, telling CNN the truce deal was on the rocks for a while Saturday. He says Hamas is using delaying tactics to inflict more pain on the families waiting hours and hours for their loved ones to be released. He calls it psychological warfare. Meanwhile, President Biden in Nantucket monitoring developments. The administration says it is waiting for word on when the 10 Americans being held by Hamas will be let go. A 4-year-old girl, Abigail Adon, among them, her parents killed by terrorists back on October 7th. Changing gears now, we turn to news here in the United States, where shoppers have set a Black Friday sales record. Adobe Analytics reports a record $9.8 billion in sales on Friday after Thanksgiving. Retail analysts believe Cyber Monday tomorrow will be the busiest online shopping day of the year. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The annual lighting of the Christmas tree in Plains, Georgia, taking on special meaning this year with the passing of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. For many years, she and her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, would light the town tree. He is receiving hospice care. Their son Chip on hand for this year's tree lighting. So what should you do with all those Thanksgiving leftovers sitting in your refrigerator wrapped up right now? To eat or not to eat? Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can be safely eaten for up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend this Sunday. Your best bet is to check FlightAware for delays and cancellations. Parts of Utah looking very pretty as some areas getting more than a foot of snow. The Bureau of Prisons with a brand new investigation on its hands after Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, is stabbed in prison on Friday. The Bureau of Prisons in a statement says that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson, Arizona. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin is said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.